Okay, this is step number 4, my core practice for 2018. If you don't know what a core practice is, I'm going to go over that with you briefly. It's something that I am a strong believer in. It's really what daily alchemy is all about, and that is, you know, doing a practice, a spiritual practice, a connecting practice that takes your everyday life that you do every day and helps to shift and transform it. The thing is, a lot of us, when we get into working with spiritual concepts, we tend to want to do everything because there are so many techniques and so many meditations and so many ways to do mantras and journal and everything. And we make a list for ourselves of 6 or 10 or however many things that we're going to do every day. And then we burn ourselves out and we're not doing anything. So that's why I'm a very, very big believer in having a core practice. I know that when I have done this and when I'm doing it, it changes my whole day. Something that takes 5 minutes or less, you know, maybe 10 if that works for you, but something that you can commit 5 minutes a day to that you are going to do. So you get to pick what works best for you. If meditation isn't, you know, the thing that you want to do, journaling might be the thing, or, you know, like a moving meditation of taking a walk and just focusing on your steps, or doing a quick prayer rain journaling, or writing out affirmations in the morning. You can do so many things, but just choose one that feels right to you. And then if you've done it for a while, I say give it 30 days and it doesn't feel good, then change to something else that feels better for you. But here's the thing, I'm also not limiting you to this core practice, because I know there are a lot of fun things out there that you may want to add to your day that can help you be more connected spiritually. So you may want to meditate and journal, but my thing that I'm asking you to do is just to commit to one. Say, this is the one I'm going to do no matter what, no matter if I'm having a bad day, no matter if, you know, I feel like it or not, I'm going to do this one thing. And so you do that one thing every day. I really highly suggest that you do it first thing in the morning or as soon as you can in the morning. And then if you have other things that you choose and want to do during the day, by all means do those. But you're definitely going to do your core practice. You're definitely going to spend that 5 minutes. And this principle kind of goes back to like with exercise. If you want to exercise and you don't feel like exercising, if you say, I'm going to do 5 minutes, a lot of times when you do that 5 minutes, then you feel motivated to go on and do more during the day. I'm not saying that you have to. With this spiritual practice, 5 minutes is wonderful. But, you know, obviously there is more things that you can do during the day. And you can find lots of ideas for ways to incorporate spirituality into your daily life on my website, Daily Alchemy, because that's my thing. I have 4 kids, so I don't have a whole lot of extra time just to, you know, like if I had 2 hours to sit and meditate every day, is not going to happen. But I can, you know, like say mantras when I'm driving in my car or when I'm in the shower, or I can focus on sending my body loving thoughts when I'm brushing my teeth. There are a lot of things that you can add into your day, but I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I just want you to commit to one. And then if you feel like it, you add more. So I find for myself, a lot of times there may be weeks, sometimes even months, where all I can just do is that 5 minute core practice, and that's fine. And then, you know, and it's hard to make myself do it. And then it shifts and I start adding back in more of my daily practices and adding more alchemy to my life, more spiritual growth. But if you do that one thing and you really have discipline with that thing, That's a word I have a hard time with, but I've learned that it makes such a difference if you just commit and follow that commitment. And if you don't follow that commitment and you skip a day or you miss a day or you miss a week or you miss a month, you don't beat yourself up for it, okay? You do not. You just start again. You just keep going. And it's not even like a starting over. This is just life, right? So you just go, oh, I notice I haven't done my core practice for a month. Oh, well, let me start doing it today. Let me do it today. And then let me do it tomorrow. But don't, you know, just get up every day and do it. That's all you have to do is just commit 5 minutes every day. If you forget, if you jump off the wagon, it is fine. You just jump back on. No judgment, no pain. So take some time, write down what you're going to do for your core practice. As I've said, I'd ask you to give it 30 days. And then if you don't like it and you want to change it, you can. Or, you know, if you get halfway through the year and you're like, I'm bored with this, it doesn't work for me anymore, it's lost its juice, obviously, change it. And give yourself a way that you're going to remind yourself to keep up with it. Set a reminder on your phone that pops up. Put a sticky note on your bathroom mirror. Whatever works for you. Something that you're going to see or hear every day that's going to jar you. Eventually, you'll get into the habit of doing it. While you're developing that habit, and even sometimes after, because, right, sometimes life gets crazy and you miss a few days and then you kind of forget. Just have something that's going to come back in your mind and trigger you to remember to do your core practice, because it is very, very life-changing. Here's my little testimonial for core practice. My core practice for many, many years, and sometimes still is, I've shifted now and then, but would be just to sit for 5 minutes and feel the emotions in my body, feel the energy in my body. And that has been the biggest thing for me in helping overcome depression and anxiety. And didn't do that the first time I did it. It didn't do that the 30th time I did it. But after doing it over and over and over, as soon as I would start to tap in for that 5 minutes and just try to feel what's happening energetically in my body, it would shift so fast. And because I trained my body. And so you can train your body and you can train your mind by just doing one practice a day, every day for 5 days. And it's like anything else. It's like going and exercising. It's not necessarily going to change things overnight. It is the repetition. It is doing it every day that builds those new spiritual neurons, networks in your body. So this is like the one thing that I really, really, really highly recommend you do. Even if you don't do a word of the year, even if you don't do a scripting or a list of 100 things, this is the one that can really change your life. So just commit to 5 minutes a day. All right, I will see you on the next audio.